This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On our Oakland Hard Jewelers talk and text line from Crescent City Sports, Renee Nadeau. Renee, I'm going to ask you about your reaction, because for a lot of people, when the news came out breaking that he would go to North Carolina State, a lot of people said, that's it. They got no shot against Clemson. And, man, his team, they jumped on him early, hung on at the end, but you got the W, and you advance now to play Purdue.
Yeah, Mike, you know, and you got to be happy for Will Wade, and you got to be happy for the people in Louisiana. I mean, he represents Louisiana, and, you know, he's done a great job. As you know, McNeese led by as much as 20 points for a time, and he held on. And, you know, I really, really thought that this was one of those games that would be an upset in the first round, and he's feeling it right now. I think Will Wade and McNeese can get to the Sweet 16. Don't know if they'll go beyond that, but right now he's got a good enough team that can win this weekend and again, you know, advance.
We had him on a couple of days ago, and he was like, Mike, I think last year we just went for the field trip. We weren't focused on the win. He said a lot of that was me, but he said now we looking to win some games when we get into the tournament. So congratulations to the McNeese State Cowboys and Will Wade, and what a great group of guys. And it's a totally different team than he had a year ago. I mean, he had a huge turnover on that basketball team. Renee, we haven't had you on since a free agency started. Get your thoughts on the Saints re-inking up Chase Young and Justin Reed, a guy you and I saw in high school at Dutchtown, and he goes to Stanford, really a standout player with both the Texans and the Chiefs. And so your thoughts on adding Justin Reed and bringing back Chase Young, who showed a lot of potential. He got a lot of pressures. He just couldn't finish the deal getting sacks.
Well, you know, and I got to tell you, I really didn't think that Chase Young, they would fit him under the cap, but it's great that they bring him back. I think it's a place that Chase Young wanted to be, and they're going to have one of the better, we call Granderson and Chase Young and Cameron Jordan. I mean, they got, you know, and they add a little piece, Jonah Williams, they got from the Rams. But I think having Chase Young, that is the crown jewel of his free agency, or bringing him back. And Justin Reed, had a chance to meet with him a week or so ago at Saints camp, and he's going to be a really good piece. He's in a team with Tyrann Mathieu, as a guy he played with, you know, of course, with the Chiefs, and Gavin Gotchaw. I think that's going to be another piece that's going to be a really going to be a nice add to that defensive line as a nose tackle. And Gavin Gotchaw, I think they got him for a good price, and that's a good piece I think will fit into that Brandon Staley defense.
Renee, I was going to ask you about Gotchaw. And to last 9 years in this league, and, you know, he's played defensive end, he's played defensive tackle, he's played the nose guard. He's played all over the board. And, man, when he came on with us during the week, man, he had some great Pete Jenkins and Ed Orgeron stories. And I knew that the Orgeron stories, I knew he had, because Ed told me a little bit about something one time he really got on him. But this team has got to be able to stop the run. And I think that has not been a strong point for this team. They've given up way too much yardage when teams have pounded at them. And they've got to be able to run the football. So when I look at this to get better up front, well, adding Gotchaw, I think Justin Reed will help there also, because he's a guy that'll fly up the seam very well. When I look at the draft, this sort of points toward either they're going to go offensive line or they may get a big man tight end receiver in round one.
Well, you know, and I still, as we talked not long ago, and you know, it, with the draft and everything, I thought that Will Johnson would be a good fit. And with the cornerbacks now, with Alante Taylor and Kool-Aid, with just 1 year of experience, they bring back Isaac Yiadom, you know, but they don't have a whole lot there. I think the cornerback position as well is going to be a spot that they're going to have to address kind of early in that draft, if not in the first round, but at least in the first two or three rounds. And I agree with you, bringing in the tight end. They got Juwan Johnson coming back. That was going to be a nice addition. Foster Morrow, they got Jack Stoll coming. They signed him from Miami. But offensive line and defensive line, you know, do you want to draft somebody that can, you know, like a Will Campbell who will come in at tackle and they'll slide Penning inside? That's something that the staff, obviously, Mike, you know, they'll talk yep. about. But that defensive line, is Deion Walker, the guy from Kentucky, is he a guy that's on their radar? Or, you know, one of the guys I had in my mock draft, Jared Ivey, you know, a guy who can play inside or outside. I like him a lot. So I'm sure some of the names they're going to look at, and I'm sure, as you said, offensive, defensive line, cornerback, tight end, those are spots they are certainly going to address and look really, really hard at in the early in the draft.
Man, I like Jared Ivey. He's versatile. He could play end. He could play tackle. And I just saw the progression in him as a player at Ole Miss. And I'd be all for Jared Ivey. I'm not talking about round one now, but I'm talking about a little bit later in the draft. Yesterday, LSU got a commitment from the number one ranked wide receiver in the country from Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and Tristan Keyes. I've seen a little bit of him on film, but I've had other guys that were recruiting him tell me, whoa, he might be another Justin Jefferson type player. He might be that type of guy at LSU. And I'm like, man, if he's even close to that, you got something.
Well, you know, Mike, and the thing is, Tristan Keyes is the number one wide receiver in the country, and he's the third overall player in the country. The last time LSU got a wide receiver that high was Kayshon Boutte in 2020 when he was the second best wide receiver in the nation. So Tristan Keyes, LSU has never got a wide receiver ranked that high. The number one receiver, 6'3", 190. He's got NFL size right now. He's got a 41-inch vertical, Mike. Runs a sub-4.5 40. He's a game-changer kind of guy. He attacks the football. And the thing that helps him a lot with his skills, he's a high jumper, a long jumper, a triple jumper. He triple jumps over 43 feet, and he plays basketball very well. So he's got overall skills that translate to his position in football. And you know, he's a guy that can hit the, you know, come in next year if he sticks to his commitment and comes in early. He can hit the field early, and he's ready to play in the SEC. And that's a guy you got to look at really hard.
One quick question before we leave to go, but DJ Pickett, and talking to some of the coaches at LSU, they got a couple comments on him. Everything advertised. He's that good. He's that good of a player. And, Renee, look at the size of that cat. How many 6 foot three corners walking this earth? Not a lot. You could count them on maybe a finger or two. And everybody at LSU is saying he's the real McCoy.
Well, and I tell you what, a guy that you're familiar with, Mike, the guy that got from Virginia Tech, a transfer portal, Mansoor Delane, yep. who's coming in, could have been in the draft this year, and they asked him about DJ Pickett, and he said he's as advertised. You know, he's impressed Delane, and DJ Pickett just landed, and you know, on campus, and so he's got the size, 6'4", he's 180, he's going to have to fill out a little bit, but he's got the skills, and you know, he's a five-star guy, and LSU really hit a home run on him. And they really did well with guys who are coming in early. Zion Williams is another guy, defensive tackle, I think is going to get that rotation up front. So they did very well with guys who came in early who were 2025 signees.
Renee, thanks so much for joining us. Man, always appreciate your time and insights, bud, and I'll see you real soon.
Hope so, Mike. You have a good one, buddy.
Thank you. Renee Nado does a great job covering the Saints, also local sports, high school ranks, also LSU and Tulane for Crescent City Sports.